Hey. What did I my why did my what my mic went out? What's that about? Oh, here we go. I'm just gonna start with this. I'll just let it start. Favorite song from Deep Purple. Everybody like, what? I thought you were like Highway Star. Rush. Oh, on the water. Like every kid just wanted to play that song. I'm getting my first guitar. The music star. I'm gonna play that song. Damn, with the notes. Like, I can show the example of it. Can't plug in my guitar yet. Get my broomstick out. I gotta get a peek too. I just wanted this before it's. That's what everybody. I turn the mic up. Every kid, but they actually playing the E string, right? Kids go to music store. My first guitar, but actually. You gotta imagine all the people who work in the music store know that song, like correctly played, but I hear it every day. Like the lower E version all day long, and Stairway to Heaven. You get sick of it. Oh yeah. I think once we did that. They said to, I went to the music store where my friend worked. It's like, yeah, there's, oh no. Like, they're like, oh no, what? I'm like, what? Let me turn the music back. Hold on. What's going on? What's going on with the, what? Oh, that guy. Pretending he knows how to play the thing. It comes here every day. It's like, dude, like when you start doing the smoke on water stupid thing, you play. I want you to pluck in, I'll give you this guitar, which was a, it's like one of those $1,000 I forgot what it was. I think it was Chevelle. With Jackson, I don't know. It's just like top the line guitar. Said, I want you to play. When he starts, I want you to play the right way. And I was like, and I played the right way. Man, see that guy's face. And what? The guy never came. He said, never came back. It's like, oh, good. So I guess I did my job. No. Can I get a discount or something? It was nuts. Like, I didn't know, just realize we're in the band for a long time. We play with different musicians. Then you play with some pros. Then you got, we show you, kid. Show the ropes, kid. Yeah, learn from the, some of the greatest. Then, you know, over time you learn some tricks and stuff and you teach others. No. It's just like, yeah, this is great. Then, of course, you know, the fake ones. They try to teach them. Then there's a soft player. They're not playing that hard. They double pick instead of down pick. Like a hammer. I was like, no, that's not how that song goes. You do it. No, you gotta down pick. Go. That's how it is. No. You gotta play it. You gotta do everything like you mean it. Here's the song. This is correct way. In the A key, well, I mean A string starts, but in the C key, but it's A. But I'm just gonna play something else because once, well, maybe I'll listen to it, but it's being overplayed so much. I don't want to listen to that. There are other songs like nobody ever listened to. Records. Like they're famous for this one or two songs, but what about the rest of the record that nobody ever listened to? Yeah, it just wow, man. Crazy, right? Do it for real. Don't do it like half-assed. Half-arsed, I can say. I can say ass. I don't feel like saying nail this stuff. I'll say ass. Yeah, you can't do half-assed. People will know. Anything you do with life, you cannot do half-assed. People will know. Some people, the normal people just there not thinking. Oh, yeah, nice. Clap their hands. Know that. There's certain type of people in the audience or whatever you do in your surrounding. They're going to find out. No. But it just seems like years ago you could get away with it, but now, today, the things, everything you do is being scrutinized. I don't know what's happening around the world. Well, actually I do, but I'm pretending so that you, whoever listening, is asking those questions. Like, I don't know what's happening around the world. Why is everybody all of a sudden scrutinizing, microscoping everything you do? Even though you did it right, you know, you did it right. You give it 100%. It wasn't fake. You still get scrutinized. Like, and they have some weird pent up issues. Haven't worked it out yet. You got to work out inner issues, inner demons. You got to work that out. So there are many people haven't worked that out yet. And they're just projecting all that craziness onto you. It's like, no, you. It's like, where are you coming from? Where are you? It's like you're generalizing things. You don't even know me. Damn it. Get out, right? But also from my point of view, so from the other side point of view, there are people, the people who are doing the right stuff, also complaining. So it's going back and forth. I wonder if the elite, I'm sure they do, elites knew this was coming in the ages, and they just like, we're going to use it. I'm going to get everybody to start something. Then we're going to do the quick one too. Snatch everybody's wallet and run. I think that's what's happening right now. But it's not working. It's not really working because the public's starting to get a gist of it. You know? It's like, oh, we know your game. The game's up. Just like the guy, like I said, with the music store, just comes in, pretend. Well, the truth comes out, guess what? They're just gone. They don't come back. I think that's what's going to happen. It's already happening with a lot of people in different companies, whatever, and politics, of course, politicians, big companies. I've been hearing stuff. I've been getting people telling me, friends, acquaintances tell me, yeah, we got a guy that worked with us. Didn't do nothing. And just sat there and play around, copy paste things, and just like didn't know nothing. Didn't learn anything. Got fired. Then one of his friends got fired. He somehow got the big boss to hire. They were fired because they don't know. They're not doing anything. They're just sitting there collecting money. I'm like, oh boy. Yeah, it's happening. If you don't know your craft, you're out. It's the beginning of it right now. It's going. It's going to pick up speed. All the way up to the next election or whatever. Oh, then it's going to be a huge show. Then that's the time you get some beer. Maybe a burger. Well, maybe not. Get some marshmallows. If I have open fire, make some s'mores and watch. Or just listen. Or even just do nothing. Screw them. I'm gonna live my life my way. You wanna join? Alright. Here's some marshmallows and sticks. Let's make some s'mores. How about that? And have some beers. We'll have some coffee. That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm working towards. I don't need to know stuff. I know everything will be correct itself. I just don't need to get in too deep. It's not worth it anymore. It's not worth it being microscopic on every little thing. Forget about it. Just work on your inner self. I was watching a repeat. I saw this on Gaia. I had a Gaia account with the Devaik interview. Like what you said about archons. Yeah, it's kind of like that. There are forces that want you to do something else. So in your mind, and I don't know what it is. Do they need that energy? It was a negative energy. That's how they live, or I don't know what it is. Maybe it's part of the universe. We don't know. All I know is, I feel it. I got that vision. But like, then now I'm just asking questions. After you do the inner work. Why am I thinking this? Is it worth it? Yeah, I want to bypass. Who cares? Yeah, whatever. No, this thing is going to happen. This way it happens. I'll try to remedy it while I'm going through it. Or maybe not. Or if not, then no, life goes on, right? You have to think that way. That's the old way. And you have to sort of go towards that way a little bit. Or something like, somebody's like this. Instead of like, I hate them. So what? They're going to do it. Let them do that thing. They're going to complain about you and say, let them go complain. But if they do complain in your face, you just walk away. Say nothing. Because it's going to happen. And it's going to happen more and more as we progress through this, whatever this, all these people who do researches with ancient studies or not, which is reference, whatever that wave we go through to the next, the transition area, it's going to get messy. So just like, I'm going to have my coffee and have some burnt crescent. When people say crescent, don't correct them. Just let them say whatever. Don't go up to the person. You know, it's called a cross form. Like, don't be a jerk. They say crescent. So you say crescent, I say croissant. Right? You say tomato, I say tomato. You know, I'll say it like my Italian friends, European friends. I don't know what French people say. Do they say tomato? I think they say tomato. I know some of my Italian friends is tomato or tomato. Tomato might be, that may be New Jersey thing. Yeah, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, tri-state accent, Italian, half Italian, half, oh no, tri-state. Tomato. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I ordered the two type of syrup, pumpkin spice syrup, because the one I got from Target, you just know. Sugar syrup? I don't want sugar, no syrup. Let me see. Alright. Oh, that's weird. Anyway. What is it? Pumpkin spice syrup. As I looked around, everybody loves that Torani thing. I'm like, I had those. I'm like, they're okay. Let me try something else. Let me see what other stuff they got. So I got the one with there's made from honey. I'm like, oh, looks nice. Like, get one of those. Then I got something else. Another one. Be in your bonnet. That's one. Then I got something else. I can't remember. Oh, I got the same one. The one's pumpkin spice. The other one I got cinnamon roll. That's coming. I'm gonna see if I can make cinnamon spice coffee. doesn't. So what? No. It just try something different. That is it. And food. Then I got the computer stuff. I got the bracket, Intel 12th Gen. I don't know what it is. It just is better. This is better than whatever's on the your motherboard. Like this plate will lock the chip in, but it will keep it nice and even, so your CPU cooler will contacts will be perfectly flat. It will take down 3 degrees. I'm like, yeah, I need maybe like 10 degrees off. My computer, I mean, I put my hand on top right now. It's not doing anything that much. It's not doing much right now. Only when I turn on the video stuff. But it's warm on top. I can warm my hands on it. I've been doing that. It's like, oh, hands just freezes up. I'm like, let me put my hands on. Good, works, but it's hot. It's a little warm, so hopefully that plate's coming tomorrow. And I actually ordered another one. It's the same thing. So I'm thinking there's a factory somewhere in Shenzhen, China. Somebody be like, why are you buying stuff from China? Oh, like, how can I not? It's on Amazon. And you gotta go tell Amazon, stop importing. Well, I can't do nothing. I got parts, and the parts were made over there. And what I'm gonna do? Say, no, let's make it here. What kind of machinery I need? You know, I need a CNC machine. That's expensive. Right, then you have to test run it several times with aluminum, and then you have to be okay. Then you gotta find a way to get the aluminum, and if I have scraps, like, is there a way to salvage them? Bring to someone who smelted, or where should you go? I don't know. Go buy a smelting machine. Make your own aluminum blocks. You know, what kind of process you need to go? It's expensive. So you go over there. So it's one order is shipping from overseas. And they said it's here. So I'm thinking it's in California somewhere. So tomorrow will be the other one shipped by Amazon. It's here ready. Same price. I'll get it. We'll see what happens. Compare the two. Take some photos. Yeah, post it. Like, hey, they look the same. If I can get a micrometer, the micrometer scale. If I can find my, measure it, see what. And that's it. That was the amazing thing that happened last week. Well, the syrup things 2 days ago. The amazing, amazing thing happened in Amazon. That should be it. I should put this. Well, I wish I could do this. I have a whole crew or something. I can do a segment and write with somebody. And this segment will be the amazing things in Amazon. Amazonian shopping cart. The amazing things in the Amazonian shopping cart. That sounds cool. It sounds like a song. So that was that was just excited. Then the rest of the time, just like, yeah, No, I don't feel like doing nothing. The next 2 days, I'm gonna sit back, watch TV or something. Saw Game of Thrones. Well, it's the house of a Targaryen. I like the hair. Do I want that? No. So I saw that thing. I was just like, yeah, that's nice. I don't know. Maybe it's okay. And there's a Lord of the Rings TV show too. Oh. That's coming. Well, that's here already, looks like. I don't know. I was going through a bunch of stuff. There's a Selena and the chef. Yeah. I was like, maybe check it out. But it just for 2 seconds, I'm just, no. I'm not watching it. No way. No way. Other than that, I don't know. It's like, wow, TV is boring. So I went to YouTube, like everybody else. I need consuming. I need to do, yes, more. Watch Jay Leno's Garage, a few episodes that I missed. I really like the Fiat 600 thing. It was kind of neat. And then somehow YouTube suggests I should watch Dave Chappelle. So I watch a bunch of Dave Chappelle. Okay. Then I just started scrolling, going crazy. I'm just like shorts, YouTube shorts. The YouTube shorts was it because I look at videos, TikToks. And one thing kept coming up, this chick on Asia. I'm thinking probably China. I'm thinking, oh no. Honey pot. It's like no honey pot shorts. That's what they should have. You too. No, forget about that. Oh, we gotta keep it clean. They don't keep it clean. They talk. Let's have a whole bunch of honeypot shorts. They just have one section. Whether this person is honeypot or not, but it just looks like it could be. You know, like oh god, what are they doing? Jeez. Then. I went through a bunch of airplane stuff, but still. Yeah. And they'll talk the same, so just, no. Got sick of it quick. But anything else? But so, Windows. And I love those. Check out this new airplane. U.S. Air Force gonna fly, and it looks nothing like in the video. And they taking clips of other people's videos and pull it back together. This is weird, man. There's some good videos here and there. The rest of them just like, oh, God. Even I saw Dave Chappelle one this morning. It was somebody cut pieces out of there. Like, I don't like that part. It's chopped. I'm like, wait a sec. Then I went to the real view. I'm like, no, like they chopped it off. Why? seeing something. Some people say something that's, you know, difficult or present to. Like, they're talking about me. It's like, no. He's not talking. He's generalizing. He's a comedian. It's a show. That's it. Just get that mindset out of you. Like this, all of it comes back down to the inner works stuff. I wish I can say more, but for each person, it's a little different. You gotta work it out. Can't just look at something. It's like, they're talking about me. It's all about me. Like, what they call the service to self. Guess what? You're complaining about somebody complaining, but you directed energy back to you. So it's service to self. Like double negative. Like, don't do that. Don't do it. Just let it go. Don't like it. Don't listen. But as far as everything else, it's like, internet is like, it's dark and overwhelmed. Not just overwhelmed, just overwhelming with just too much info. It's not like the old days. It's way too much info. And now it's getting mushed up. A few podcasts ago, I said that, I type in my family. HSU. I guess something else. It's not the same anymore. Somebody changed it. It's totally different letter now. And it's from Wikipedia. You know who? What are they doing? Because HSU is one way. Now say no, but the other one's XU. Why is it XU? But then no, go to XU. It's the same thing. As what is it? Really weird. But if I type the correct lettering, I get the same Wikipedia page, but with the right name, the right lettering, the right kanji letters. I'm like, what are you guys doing? It's like they're trying to erase. Notice there are a lot of things they're trying to erase, trying to change it. To modify just a tiny bit, and it's like trying to slowly erase history. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people noticed that in the old days. You know, a lot of old knowledge from these old people. No, listen to when you're kids. Like, yeah, this guy is crazy, but you know what? The stuff they say is it's true. And wow, they're erasing it slowly. Make it irrelevant. Make it so it's plausible. Well, maybe it's true. Start with that. Then be like, nah, it can't be true. I saw that on the movies or TV. Can't be true. Yeah. Crazy. And there's so many people. Just certain videos I've seen here and there. But I don't think the majority of people in the United States. But there's handsome members, well, I'll say like a group at a certain age, even it's not an age thing, just like this type, this, not type, this group over here. They don't know how many states we have in US. They cannot count, subtract a dollar. It's like, just, I wasn't watching, I was listening to him. Like, what's 50 cents of a dollar? 2 quarters. And the kid's like, oh, I don't know. Oh, 60. What? Whoa. It's crazy. And yeah, it just, but there's a whole group of them. So are they NPCs? They say, oh no, we're not. I'm doing my thing. But then the next guy is talking the same thing. If you ask them the same question, they'll have the same replies. So they are NPCs. If you're not NPC, that means you're the one who can make up your own mind. You say, all right. What I see and what I'm witnessing is not really true. Like, here's my opinion. You have your own mind. Instead of, oh, well, because they said it's this, so it must be that. It's like, no. You'll have your own mind. You make that decision. So, when I thought about that over time, I just realized discernment, that's what they meant. The first person ever did, first few people at their podcast or whatever, or their video, say, use your own discernment, right? There's few that did it, but then everybody started copying. The ones that came after, just use your own judgment, do your own research thing. Whether it's a good thing, bad thing, I don't care. But it's just like the rest of them, copy, paste. And it's like, wow, those are NPCs. Well, maybe they're half NPC. You know? And some, it's not, a lot of people say, oh, it's Democrats. No, it's on all sides. Even independent people will just like, oh, repeating. Why are you repeating? Just can't do it. No. And same thing, it's like, this is just with the what I'm saying. But then there's all these channels with the tech channels. They're repeating. Companies are sending the same product to everybody. So everybody's a review. And everybody gets the same review. Sort of sound a little off, a little different. I just know why. I came to you because the other person said that. So I want to see your opinion. I was like, yeah, it's good. Go buy it. No. Can't say bad things because the company. Like, if you say bad things, we're not going to work with you. And they don't get paid. So it all comes down to money again. Amazing what this piece of paper did for the past 100 years. Right? Came from one place. It was originally a tablet, stone tablet, but then became paper. Then it became all sorts of different papers. Then became controlled by one printing machine. They print out, only they can print out these. They will ship it to whoever country it is. Whether the death instrument or not, it's just, how amazing though. First person gave out a paper tender. Well, that started. to where we are today. Holy cow. It's all digital. Hey, nobody works. It's amazing. The things you do, you get for nothing. Literally nothing. Oh, you can use it to buy stuff. I think you can use nothing to buy things. Like, wow. This is crazy. Unbelievable. That's it for like this week. I can't really think of anything for today. I'm just got that feeling today. Again. Maybe a year and a half. Been watching the car crashes. Even that is boring. It's like the same crash over again. And they're copying. There are more channels out, but they're copying each other. And just, God. Original content. Original content, please. No. The same stuff. Over, over, over. Repeat, repeat, repeat. Which the media company love it because it's brainwashing. And they say, let's put a product placement. And I've noticed that there's some weird stuff happening with YouTube, Apple TV. I think I said on Wednesday's podcast. Even on my Windows machine, I get pauses. I get this weird thing. Because I'm under VPN and say, we want to know where you are thing. If you look at the script and stuff, like what's happening in the background? Oh, they just want to know. Yeah, well, they really know our IP address. So they'll just send, as soon as you log in, this is coming from this IP address. Let's send this commercial to these people. So you can just unclick all the cache stuff. No, they still get you one way or another. Just locally. Amazing. What money can do. Unbelievable. Not saying that you shouldn't have any wealth. Yeah, you should. But I think it just... be conscious of it. Okay, so I don't know what else to say today. So I'm finishing my coffee. When you go to the music store, don't place smoke on the water unless you really know smoke on the water. Like the actual chords and stuff. Yeah. Stairway Heaven, forget it. You never knew a pass. You play the first few notes. The staff will come over or the manager will be like, no stairway to heaven. See that sign over there? Yeah. Knock it off. Yeah. Don't do it. I don't know where else is there. Looks very boring. It looks really cool with all the stuff, but just repeat, repeat, repeat. And I already know what to do. I already know the stuff. It's like, what do I need to reaffirm myself with that stuff? And that's another thing I thought about today. No, when somebody, somebody something, they tell you, I'm this, then, okay, fine. But they would go out of their way to reaffirm yourself. And when that happens to me, what happens? I think you're lying. That's what happened. My brain's like, wait, why are you trying to oversell yourself? Did you, or whatever that you do, like, are you, maybe you're not in trying to reaffirm? So are you real? Are you NPC? Or are you trying to reaffirm me? No. So what's the deal? I need to know. Yeah. So I think it's just easy going. That's it with life. If somebody asks, then you answer. Unless somebody, some people know this, then okay, you're this person. When they come and ask, are you sure you know this? They're like, yeah. And show them proof or something, you know? But if they don't ask, don't say nothing. But then that's also a bad part, because like I said in the beginning, what my friends witnessed, the tech industry, people getting fired because they didn't know anything until somebody found out. But hey, you know what? They did a good job of lying. Nobody asked. Good. Right? Learn a skill. They learn a skill. It's like, lie. When you lie to somebody, don't repeat what you just said over and over and over again. Just, that's like the compulsive liar, right? The master of liars. They learn that. I'd rather not. And I would think that anyone who listens to this podcast wouldn't want to do it either. Yeah, so the best is just tell the truth. Somebody ask, then explain. That's it. But take it easy. But if you're gonna do the bad stuff, yeah, don't get caught. That is it. So well, that's it. Have a wonderful Friday. September. Yeah, have a wonderful Friday of September 2nd, 2022. Have a great weekend. Welcome to, I guess, beginning of fall. Get your pumpkin spice on. Yeah. Why not? That's it. I'll be back on Monday.